I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about how difficult it must be for our governor to find leaders who are somehow qualified for the job, but also on the same anti-conventional wisdom page as him. Of course, the best example of this phenomenon is Governor DeSantis's appointment of Joseph Latipo as Surgeon General, head health official of the state. Here we have an Ivy League educated Stanford University professor who, while possessing impressive professional credentials, has contradicted the vast majority of his colleagues to claim, among other things, that it's more dangerous for young men to get vaccinated against COVID than to contract the disease. He was also among the early proponents of letting herd immunity run its course rather than impose any sort of common sense mitigation efforts such as mask or vaccine mandates. If those positions sound familiar, it's because they're right in line with the governor's claim that responsible healthcare decisions by the state and individuals are an egregious assault on our freedoms. Now, his friends at the far-right think tank, the Claremont Institute, whose stated mission is to, quote, save Western civilization, have installed Scott Yenor as a Tallahassee-based inaugural senior director of state coalitions opposed to woke leftism. The Boise State University professor said in a 2021 talk that women who have careers are medicated, meddlesome, and quarrelsome. He said that society should stop thinking of a girl as a future worker or a future achiever and start thinking of them as future wives and mothers. And he advised, if we want to have a great nation, we should be preparing young women to become mothers, not finding every reason for a young woman to delay motherhood until they are established in a career or sufficiently independent. If that isn't alarming enough, Yenor also declared that great nations are, quote, ultimately built by strong, responsible, sacrificial male leadership. And he considers feminism as a dire threat to the American way of life because it teaches young boys and girls that they are motivated by much the same things and want much the same things. Claremont did not respond to the Daily Beast, on whose report this column is based, who asked for the particulars of state coalitions. But apparently DeSantis's where woke goes to die doctrine is the template. After attacking the true black history as CRT crap, LGBTQ books or sympathies with alternative lifestyles and schools, barring minors suffering from gender dysphoria from treatment, I suppose it should come in no surprise that the governor has set his sights on perhaps the most oppressed group in the country, women.